I'd like you to join me as we read our scripture lesson for today, taken from Philippians 4:4-9. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is the word of God for the people of God. You might wonder why I'm wearing this Lions jersey. They say, do not be anxious about anything. I have been anxious for over 50 years, trying my best not to be anxious. It's something that's difficult for all of us as Christians. How do we not be anxious? Let's take a look at this scripture. This was written to the church in Philippi. Now, this is a growing area, a metropolitan area, I guess you could say. It was commercial and administrative center of Macedonia. That meant that people were coming from all over the known world to do business in Macedonia. It was taken over by the Roman Empire, and they made it a part of the Roman Empire and granted everyone their citizenship, and therefore made everyone incorporate their understandings into the Roman Empire. The biggest understanding was that the emperor was the salvation for their world. They controlled everything. They were the ones that based everything on hierarchical standards. I know it might sound a little familiar, but this is how they operated. They said that they controlled everything based on social status, on social relationships, patronage system, and influencing those persons or giving to those persons who were in power. And more than anything else, it was all about worshiping Caesar as the Savior. So the church in Macedonia was a lot afraid. They were anxious because they were aware of what was happening to Christians all over the known world at the time. These were young Christians, this was a young Christian community, and they commonly called themselves, they were known commonly as the people of the way. They were strange people. They didn't gravitate to that social understanding. They were people who embraced those persons who came to them, they helped people around them, and they shared the gospel message, the good news of Jesus Christ. And they knew that that stood in direct opposition to the government. And they were anxious. They were afraid. Sometimes we find ourselves afraid. Sometimes we find ourselves anxious in the things that we do and the things that we say. We don't have that same issue, but we have other issues that make us anxious. You know, like being a Lions fan, watching them play. Like trying to find out whether or not there's going to be a pregnancy. I'm talking to the guys. Sometimes we're anxious because we don't know whether we're going to have our jobs. Sometimes we're anxious because there's something happening in our lives that we cannot control. But yet, Paul tells the church in Philippi, rejoice in the Lord always and again. He said, rejoice. And let your gentleness be known. So as I was reading this, I said, what do you mean your gentleness be known? It's not about being anxious, but in order to change, we have to find a way of being kinder. In a country and in a place where they were, where kindness wasn't exactly the thing, it was all about who could influence who and who could control who. Kindness was not on the top of the list. It says in everything by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving. And I'm thinking to myself, with thanksgiving, when you've been anxious and when you're fearful, how can you be thankful? Well, that's what God calls us to do. Paul was letting them know that in order to first address the issue of being anxious, in order to change your circumstance, it is not about changing your circumstance in this world. It's about changing your circumstance in your attitude. Now, that sounds easy, and we think that that's what we do, but it isn't. We have a very difficult time changing our circumstance in our attitude. How do we do that? They say, well, it's simple. We pray. But is it just a matter of praying? How do we pray? Well, Paul tells us that the way we pray is first we have to be thankful in thanksgiving. How do we pray in thanksgiving? First of all, you give thanks for the things that have already been done for you, for the many ways that God has already blessed your life. Then you make your request known. Here's a hard part about being changed. Making our request known. We want our request to be known, but we want our request to come the way we want it to come. We want it to come when we want it to come. It wanted to come the way we want it to come. Now, I don't know about you, but I have had those moments myself. I don't need anybody to raise their hand to testify. I'll testify for you. I know that I've prayed for things and I've said, Lord, if only you would do so-and-so, and by the time so-and-so does so-and-so, Lord, would you do this for them? We get to the point where we can't trust and believe just that God will take care of it. We want to influence how God is going to do it, when God is going to do it, and the way God is going to do it. And we say, well, Lord, I know you'll change things, but could you do it when so-and-so is going here? Well, they'll be over at the house tonight. Lord, would you help me? Sometimes we have to let go and let God in order to change. The biggest change is us having the faith to know that God will handle things. Now, with that being said, let me say this. God will handle things. That does not mean that you don't do anything. That doesn't mean that, Lord, I got my hands full. Would you please just help me? That's not how this works. You see, in order to be changed, you have to do all that you can do. Then you pray. You give thanks, recognizing how God has changed your life. Then you ask God to help you. Now, you got to let God do God's work. You can't tell God how to do it. You can't tell God when to do it. You have to know that when God does it, he may not do it when you want it done. But he will do it in God's time and in God's way. The way it needs to be done. But we don't have that patience. We stay anxious. We stay fearful. We say we want to change, but we don't want to let go of that anxiety. We don't want to let go of that frustration and that fear. We can't change if we're not willing to let go of those things that cripple us spiritually, that cripple us emotionally, that cripple us in our daily lives. You say, well, Pastor, there's a lot of things that go on, and how can we avoid that? You don't avoid it. God didn't say he would stop you from suffering. He said he's going to help you through your suffering. You can be changed by simply letting go and letting God, letting go of those things you have no control over. How many folks have ulcers or their stomach turns up or they have all these kind of issues, digestive issues, because they're worried about things that they cannot change? Anybody ever see that Pepto commercial? Upset stomach, diarrhea, indigestion. All of that comes from anxiety. All of that comes from not letting go and letting God. I realized some time ago that there are things that I can't change. And the frightful thing is, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know about you, but there are times in our life where we don't know what's going to happen. We want to know what's going to happen. Lord, if you're going to do this, how are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? How's it going to happen? When is it going to happen? Lord, and when it doesn't happen when you want it to happen, you give up. You say change is not going to happen. I can't be changed. If the situation won't change, I don't have faith to change. We have a very short attention span when it comes to our faith. You say, well, Pastor, how do we change? Well, see, change, like anything else, is a process. First, you have to know who God is and what God does. And how do we do that? We study. We open up our Bible, we come together as the body of Christ, and we study. We explore the many ways that God has blessed people in the past and how God is at work in our lives now through testimonies of the people around you. And sometimes even examining how God has brought us through things that we thought we would never get through. Somehow or another, we forget those things. I dare say that there are people sitting here right now who have been in situations and circumstances that they know good and well, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I don't know how this is going to be solved, but it got solved and you didn't do it. I don't know, maybe it's just me. But we forget who made that possible. Sometimes we get so caught up in what we think we want and what we think we need until we forget what God has for us. How do we change? How do we make all of this relevant to us and for us and in us? How do we help ourselves move beyond that anxiety? Well, first of all, like I said, we do it with prayer, but you also have to do it with humility. The humility that reminds us that we cannot control our circumstance. But we're also called to change by accepting and living our life in imitation of Christ. This community in Philippi had that problem. They knew by imitating Christ, they would have trouble and they were fearful. And Paul told them, don't sweat the small stuff. Imitate Christ. Live according to Christ's dictates. Cast off that anxiety because he cares for you. He'll protect you. If you follow Christ, you'll be the light of Christ. And if you keep doing that, you'll change not just that little community, but you'll change the world. Sometimes we're so busy trying to conform to the world that we don't want to change because it's comfortable. We always stand as Christians in opposition to the world. The world has a standard. But God calls us to another standard through Jesus Christ. If we imitate Christ, we're going to always be in opposition. When we imitate Christ, that means that it's not about the world's standards. It's about God's standards. You see, God deals with those things that are morally and spiritually acceptable to him. Whereas our laws often are those laws that are convenient for us. Sometimes we want to do what is socially expedient rather than what is spiritually acceptable. It makes it hard to change when we fear, when we're afraid to step up and to step out on faith without knowing what that end result is going to be. How do we lessen those worries? Like I said, we trust in God. We seek that help. We act on our faith. There's always political controversy. There's always political influence. There's always going to be fear and anxiety. But how do we let it influence our lives? Do we leave it alone? The hardest part for us is separating ourselves from those things that worry and bother us. There are common things. How about death? Now, I'm one who's not afraid of death, but I'm in no hurry to die. There are those of us who have seen death up close and personal. We've seen it in our families. And our anxiety is, if somebody dies, we're not concerned about them. We're concerned about what happens to us. Where will that leave us? We create that anxiety. Over time, we become to realize that as a person starts dying, and we pray, Lord, please don't let them die. They suffer. Then finally, we say, Lord, let them go. And when we do that, then we too find relief. Over time, we come to realize that it's a change. That God found a way through someone's death to bless us, to remind us of what we had, remind us of how we were blessed with what they gave us, and the anxiety disappears. We have to share our concerns with God. Sometimes the hard part about sharing our concerns is that we don't necessarily have to receive an answer. Sometimes it's just about sharing and faithfully believing that God will take care of it. That our faith in Christ, imitating that faith in Christ, will be enough. We can be changed if we're willing to let go and to let God. The truth is, the hardest thing we can do is to totally hand over the lordship of our lives to Jesus Christ, to trust God to navigate us through our lives. It doesn't mean that everything is going to come easy. It doesn't mean that it's going to be the way we want it to be. But by faith, we have to believe that if we suffer or if we go through hard times, if we persevere and we really believe that God transforms us through our love of Christ, all we've got to do, like they used to say in the little cartoon, you see, tie a knot and hang on to your faith. Be anxious for nothing? How difficult must that be? Let your request be made known to God, and may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, that peace is our solution, and it surpasses our understanding. Our job is not to figure out what God is going to do. Our job is to let God do what God is going to do. We serve a God of justice. The justice that we should be seeking is not the justice of this world, but that divine justice. That justice that talks about mercy and equity. Not punitive justice. We can't change by holding on to those old ideas, the worldly ideas about how people should be treated, about the exceptions that we should make for people to punish them rather than the exceptions we should make for them to grant them mercy. We can't be changed if all we think about is retribution rather than forgiveness. If all we think about is retaliation rather than reconciliation. We can't be changed being anxious and fearful and hateful. Well, like someone said, you know, Pastor, I'm not hateful all the time. There's just certain situations. Well, I'm not mad all the time. It's just certain situations. But we need to know John Wesley made it clear. He said, we're striving toward perfection. God knows that we're not perfect. He knows that we're not perfect people, that we fall short, and that sometimes we don't always do what we're supposed to do. But the joy of living our life in Christ means that we make every effort to be what God asks us to be. It's not going to be easy. We're not going to be perfect, but that doesn't mean that we stop. Because as long as we strive to be what God wants us to be and to do what God calls us to do, we will change bit by bit, step by step. It will make a difference in our lives. And it doesn't happen automatically. You got to do the work. See, everybody's in love with Christ. Everybody wants to be connected to God, but we don't want to do the work. We think it's going to happen automatically. All we have to do is just, well, I'll pray, I'll go to church. It's not like that. You have to learn to live your faith. Learn to live your faith. This is one of those only trial and error things that you can find joy in. You can try it, and if it doesn't work, there's joy in knowing, well, it didn't work this time, but God bless him, I got another chance. Be changed. Open up your hearts, open up your minds to God's divine will. Sometimes, to follow Christ like the people at Philippi, you have to stand in opposition to society to do what God has called you to do. In all things that we do, God comes first. Is this what God calls us to do and to be through Christ? And if it isn't, then we follow Christ. Paul didn't give them a solution for their social issues. He gave them a solution for their faith issues, because it is their faith that changes them, not their social standing. Even today, it is not your social standing that's going to change you. It is not the money you receive or the money that you don't receive that will change you. It will be your faith that changes you. The way you see your life in Christ. When you leave here today, they say, Pastor, we always need a message. We always need to know, what do we leave here with? Here's what you leave here with. You leave here with the chance and opportunity to explore your faith, to learn how to pray. First, give thanks to God for the many ways that he blesses your life. Before you start anything, come in humility, not demanding, but understanding that you can't do it by yourself, that you fall short. Then you ask God to help you through your situation. You do not tell God how to do God's work. And then you faithfully and prayerfully wait on God, knowing that God's time is not your time. We had a theology professor that said there's Chronos and Kairos. Chronos is the clock. Kairos is God. God's time should be our time. We can't judge God's time by the clock. Be willing to change by waiting on the Lord, to faithfully know that if we can't change it, God can in God's time, that we are to do all that we can do. And we have done that, then we turn it over to God. And none of it is easily done by ourselves. We do it as the body of Christ. We do it in prayer. We do it by study. And we do it by sharing. If you want to be changed, stop looking at your watch and start looking for God through Christ, who shows us how not to be anxious, even in the most difficult circumstances, who teaches us that in all things, God will make it possible for us to persevere and to survive if we trust and believe in him. It's not an easy thing to do, but leave here today and try it. Try prayer. Try Bible studies. Ask questions. Share your faith. And wait upon the Lord, which is the hardest thing to do. I do believe that God has given me patience. I've been waiting on the Lions for over 50 years. That I'm no longer anxious. When you leave here today, don't let others make you anxious. Share with them the love of God through Jesus Christ, which makes us patient. And share with them the simple formula of prayer, well, thanksgiving and prayer, and patience. And know that God will answer prayers, that if it doesn't come when they want it, let them know that it will always be on time. Not on our time, but God's time. So this is that word for you today. This is the word of God for all of the people of God. So we ask that thanks be to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today. Join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you continue to strengthen us. Help us to see beyond ourselves. Help us to prayerfully give to you the faithfulness we need to survive and to thrive and to grow. And most of all, dear Lord, empower us to share this love of Christ with others so that they too may know strength, not of this world, but of the Spirit. We ask this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And all of God's people said, and they said, and they said, amen.